It's a big year for Cheerwine, the cherry-flavored soda with a cult following that has been run by the same family for 100 years. Joy Harper is Cheerwine's marketing director. Her great-great-grandfather, L.D. Peeler, started the company.
And I'm a part of the fifth generation. We have some fourth-generation members that work for the family, and we're excited to be celebrating our 100th anniversary.
Harper was born and raised in Salisbury, just like Cheerwine. There was even Cheerwine at her wedding.
Cheerwine was always in my family's house growing up. No other soft drink was allowed.
So your friends knew they couldn't bring anything else to your
house. That's right.
And one thing the Cheerwine founding family is most proud of, they're still using the same formula, poking fun at that fact in one of their latest commercials.
Cheerwine Labs is hard at work on a very special project. We're changing our formula.
No! How dare you!
Whoa, people, I'm kidding. We'd never mess with perfection.
Actually, Cheerwine was forced to perfect its special blend. The company was distributing another drink called Mint Cola 4 years before Cheerwine was created, but it went out of business. In 1917, during World War I, there was a sugar shortage. After experimenting with different flavors, the company settled on a wild cherry flavor to help sweeten their drink. For real Cheerwine enthusiasts, all of that history is on display at the Rowan Museum in Salisbury.
How many items, Cheerwine items, do you think are part of this exhibit? Are we like over 100?
Well over 100. Maybe closer to like 500. There are just so much.
Evan Burleson is curator of the Rowan Museum. There are Cheerwine posters, pictures, like the one of President George H.W. Bush taking a drink, and original Cheerwine bottles.
And we also have, as far as we know, the only one in existence, a Cheerwine bottle with the original paper label on it, the diamond paper label. And it's a very rare piece.
The line was long as people waited to walk through the museum. Lincoln Everhart is one of them. He drove more than 2 hours to make it to Cheerwine's 100th birthday party.
I just like Cheerwine a lot. Man.
A lot, like addicted a lot?
Yeah, I mean, I cut back recently, but I haven't had any in a couple months. I'm trying to go get some of they got free Cheerwine apparently here.
I was wondering why so many people were walking around drinking Cheerwine. Everhart likes the newest flavor of Cheerwine the best, Cheerwine Cream. Yes, it's a blend of Cheerwine with Krispy Kreme Original Glazed Donut flavoring. It'll be back again this summer.
Hey there, what can I get for you? Squeeze?
Thank you.
Here you go, you're welcome. Hey, what can I get? The squeeze?
Thank you.
Hey, what can I get for you?
Gayla Long and her two sons grabbed another relatively new flavor, Cheerwine Squeeze.
It's pretty good. It's got a lemony taste to it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Long is the kind of Cheerwine connoisseur the company likes.
I remember drinking Cheerwine when I was like 5 or 6 years old with my mom. We would walk into town and go out to eat, and I would always get a Cheerwine. So, you know, all my life, practically.
Cheerwine knows it wouldn't exist without its diehard fans. Still, the brand and the cheer is expanding. Today, you can find Cheerwine in grocery stores across the Southeast and across the country in specialty stores like Cracker Barrel and World Market. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.